I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you to find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Acts 5:1 says, "But a certain man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property." As the church begins to grow and thrive, Satan throws a fiery dart and it lands in the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira. They see what is going on among the believers and they decide to sell their property too. But they don't want to give it all away, so they lie about it. The problem wasn't that they didn't give the full amount they received from their property. The problem was that they wanted the recognition for giving their all without giving their all. Like the rich young ruler who couldn't sell all he owned and give it to the poor, Ananias and Sapphira didn't trust God to provide, and it cost them their lives. This is one of those truths that hit us right in the heart. Can we? Will we? Give him our all? Can we be like the widow who gave her last two coins? We sing about being fully surrendered, but are we? Jesus calls us to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow him. If we try to save our lives, we will lose them, but if we lose our lives for him, we will find it. We'll find life. Those are his words, and they are calling us to give him everything. And Jesus doesn't stop with our money or our property. He says in Luke 14:26, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." The cost of following Jesus is everything. "So therefore, no one of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his possessions." Luke 14:33. Count the cost, Jesus warns us. We must learn to trust him. Ananias and Sapphira did not. They gave in to the lie that God didn't see what they tried to hide. They missed the message that we are called to seek God first, his kingdom, and his righteousness, and trust him to provide all these things. He calls us to not worry about your life, what you will eat and drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? But to know that our Father, who feeds the birds and clothes the lilies, will care for us. Father in heaven, we are so thankful to serve you, our God who does the impossible things, who loves us and understands our weaknesses. Thank you for giving us the will and the works that you choose for us to do, even to the point of laying down our lives for you. Thank you that we are attached to the vine, branches bearing fruit for your glory. Help us to lay it all down, all our possessions, all our family, all our concerns, all our fears, everything, so that we can take up our crosses and follow Jesus. We know and believe that it will be worth it all when we see you one day soon, face to face. We ask this in the name of the beloved Son who laid down his life for us, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.